Joel? Do you want me to do the net and then you can correct me?
Sure.
So in order to get final bank payments and occupancy, certain items had to be addressed within the scope of the agreement, the development agreement. Part of that was a landscape issue and the other,
mitigation.
And the other gate was environmental mitigation. So obviously you're not going to do landscaping in the middle of winter, and mitigation will be difficult too, so we came up with this solution, Mr. Deedle.
Correct. So short answer is they would like to get their final occupancy permit. They have a temporary occupancy permit, but they want to receive their final occupancy permit. Those two conditions are the only conditions left that are holding them up. So this resolution would allow them to get their final occupancy, and then they would do those conditions or complete those conditions within the next half year or so.
Questions? Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 2019, a resolution authorizing certain officials to amend site plan Resolution 2018-01, a resolution approving site plan for construction of C1, a three-story retail office building, to amend standards, findings, and decisions of the City of Franklin Common Council for a special exception to certain natural resource provisions dated January 9, 2018, and to amend the terms of Plan Development District 37 as they pertain to issuance of final occupancy permit for building C1 within the Plan Development District number 37.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Abstention.
Madam Deputy Clerk, please.
Alderman Dandrea?
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Abstain.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Wilson?
Aye.
Motion carries. Four ayes, no noes, one abstention, and one absent. Motion carries. G9 is reauthorized funding for a quarry survey services with Lynch and Associates. This is to properly account for the money to pay for the survey. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll make a motion, but I have a question. Just ask the
I can give it to him tomorrow morning after we have a legal event and valid appropriation to execute the contract. So they will have it first thing in the morning.
But, you know, I had asked for the appropriation language and the action sheet and to discuss that, and it didn't really go any further. But I'm hoping, since the last motion was that it would get signed right away before this meeting, that it will get signed immediately, because it's really hard to survey in cold weather. And
no, it will be.
Been a long
the understanding time the understanding at the last meeting was that the issue was $6,400 versus the $6,000 appropriation. Didn't realize at the time that there had been a contract executed against the $6,000. So the $400 problem was resolved, and we could have gone for it, but this was needed now.
So motion to authorize the $6,400 general fund contingency for the appropriation for the quarry survey services.
Second.
For Lynch Associates.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G10 is recommendation for a couple of things from the Quarry Monitoring Commission. Alderman Wilhelm.
As you can see in here, there's quite a few pages of motions. If you read through the action sheet on the 1, 2, 3, 4th paragraph down, I talk about the different January and March action sheets where the motions were of particular importance. Those are found on page 160 and 164. I had summarized what had been done and what is still outstanding. I put the bullet points for your reference here from what I came up with. The motion from the Quarry Monitoring Committee, as you can see, was to direct staff to provide the council with a status update on the previous council actions. Since there has been some slow actions coming on all of the progress on this, I took the initiative to cut some corners for staff and give them what appears to be most of my motions that are still outstanding items. And all I'm asking is that timely proceed with carrying out the previous council actions and what it takes to make that happen. The residents are asking. The initial motion I made was made in December of 2018, and we still have some outstanding unanimous council motions. Well, as all the council up here should know, the person responsible for carrying out the motions is the mayor. So Mayor, I guess I'm asking you, what do we need to do to get the rest of these motions that the council unanimously approved way back in December, January, March?
Okay, well, I'll go through them one at a time. Okay. The first one, query information on the website, we're happy to put it up, but staff does not generate the data. That's generated by the commission itself or the committee itself.
The information is already been generated and is on there, but there was request that some of it's outdated based on state deer in our language and things like that. And so
okay.
That was the motion previously was made. It was on the action sheet that Mr. Bird and I were going to work on that. And in the process of trying to work through that, he had told me that they were going to wait until the website was changed, and now that has taken place. And so I think we're at that point, but Ms. LaBerta is very busy. So I had asked, for this one, I asked Regalo to take a couple pages of the website and send it to the Quarry Monitoring Committee on the 12th, and then we will send it to Ms. LaBerta. But the issue we had last time when the committee put a lot of work and made a recommendations to send something in the newsletter, it didn't go out that way. It got changed and tweaked and had something in it that was kind of objectionable. There has to be some kind of a process, and I'm not sure what the process is, but
the process is actually quite simple. The committee generates the information that wants to go up on the website and gets it to Lisa. She has Mark look at it for technical issues, and it goes up. It's that easy.
Well, it's not that easy, as you would make it to believe. For one thing, the council didn't direct the council motion directed staff to take care of it, and I understand that you're saying staff is busy. I don't have any objection to having it go back to the Quarry Monitoring Committee. It's another delay, but then the process of getting it up there sometimes doesn't always happen. So I'm more than happy to continue to work through the process on that one, but the council did direct staff already to do it. All right, the next one is...
Okay. The mayoral appointment is just that. It's mayoral appointment. When it happens, it'll happen. And it will be my appointment or my successor's appointment. Review the Quarry Monitoring Commission ordinance. I'm not sure what you're looking for there, but it says that QMC has reviewed it. So there you go.
Okay. So on that one, the no new appointments causes... And I understand you tried to make an appointment in the council because of resident pressure, didn't necessarily agree with that, and you've been reluctant to bring anyone forward, although there are people that have put their name in that are willing to sit on that. So the issue with not appointing someone has caused the quarry committee to have issues with being able to work on items together. For example, Alderman Barber and I can't work on putting a council action sheet together because we form a committee together, the two of us. So that means it falls on one person all the time. And so because you have not moved forward that, and according to Alderman Barber, he has asked for that seat, the committee looked at how we could amend the ordinance and made a recommendation. Alderman Barber was to bring that forward, and I believe it is still coming forward, although I don't necessarily agree with the recommendation, but as the chair of the committee, I gave it my blessing anyway, and so that will be coming forward shortly, I'm hoping, Alderman Barber.
It'll be on the December 17th agenda.
Okay.
Okay. Reclamation plan status. Provided your recommendation. The reclamation plan has not hit the plan commission agenda, Joel, because it's not in proper form or what?
No, it's waiting for me to do something with it. Jesse's looked in it, told me what I had to do.
Okay.
It's just a matter of getting to it.
So we'll get that by?
I would be comfortable saying, I guess I haven't said anything recently except to you. I'm seeing some light at the end of the tunnel that we might be getting close to making some headway on our timeframes. I'm still thinking that sometime this winter, probably closer to the end of this winter, we should be close back to normal. That's what I would propose to do this.
First plan commission meeting in March. Yeah.
Absent something drastic happening between now and then, yes.
Okay.
I have a question for Mr. Deedle.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Mr. Deedle, do you remember how long ago the quarry committee finished that? How many years ago it was now?
It was right before we got busy. Yes, I've been...
Couple of years now?
2 years.
And there was a past council motion for staff to move that forward. So that's still out there, and I'm hoping you're keeping track of that, because that was also quite a long time ago. So, okay.
In the budget, we added something.
Where are we at? Pending action item, council to direct staff to address this or direct placement on the agenda. I don't understand what that is, but until it gets to the plan commission, council can't act on it.
Well, that's for this pending item, the council could again direct staff to address this, which is actually what we just again told them, that there's already a motion out there, so you don't need to make another motion. We're just reinforcing the old motion.
PDD blasting distance, you're going to do the survey now, so that's ongoing.
Yes, and on that one, I actually had to take the initiative to write the RFP and do all of the survey work to make that happen, or that would not be on the agenda. We would not have the item about the funding and all of that taken care of. So I don't believe that is an alderman's job, but it seems to be how we have to get things moving through the process now. And I have never seen that in all my 8.5 years of volunteer and my additional years up here. I've never seen us be this far behind on issues. And it feels a little bit more like a roadblock than being far behind. So I just
okay,
want to make
it. Okay, next item. Clear. Staff to send a letter to quarry operators concerning funding for the PDD compliance survey. I don't know what that means.
The council had directed staff to send a letter to the quarry because there was a concern that the survey and the complaints and things we were having should be addressed directly with the quarry, and asking them to possibly kick in for the survey, because in the PDD, the language says it's the quarry's obligation
okay,
to stay within the boundaries.
We don't need to go into all of that. Let's, you give me the highlights of what you want in that letter. I'll send them the letter.
Again, this was a motion made by this council for staff to do, not the alderman.
Now, did I say you? I said me. Give me the points you want in that letter. I'll write the letter. Give me the highlights, the bullet points, however you
they
want to do it.
They were all said at the council meeting on tape. And now, once again, I will do that, Mayor. But
I'm giving
once again,
you a yes, Alderwoman.
Yes, at my workload.
I have less workload?
You have staff
here. Let me
here.
Help you help me.
How
help
about
me
you tell me. The staff to pull the tape and write the letter? Because that's what the motion said.
Okay, next item. Blasting limits set when blasting in a northern section. Review and seek methods to tighten the allowable blasting limits. It's in the hands of the city attorney. That's a much larger issue than it's given credit for, Mr. City Attorney.
I believe the direction was to return that off the top of my head by June. Prior thereto, I literally spent hours searching for contacts at the state level. When the original plan development district ordinances were done, it was a then city planner and I and a substantial assistance from state workers who knew all about that stuff as their job, and which resulted after 1995, 1996, and 1997, according to the State Department co-workers that was three times more restrictive than the state codes. After literally hours in terms of contacts, including counsel for Department of Safety and Professional Services, et cetera, it was clear to me, and I heard from private consultants after I spoke with the blasting monitoring city consultant, and they don't do this subject matter and don't have the expertise to do it, that currently there's literally two employees in the Department of Safety and Professional Services who handle this stuff and are out on the road pretty much all the time. And I conferred briefly with one and then with another one, and with regard to their workload, the response that I got was, here is the chapter of blasting regulations for the state of Wisconsin. So I had already cut and paste all of the planned development district provisions thereon, and those were distributed in the council agenda around that time, and that was back when there was the veto action on the subject of preemption. And so where it ended up was, and it's literally been pretty close to 7 days and most nights a week all through 2019, that I have to read an entire chapter on highly technical blasting regulations and somehow get a handle on that. And my thought was then, I guess, since there's no consultant working for the city who's an expert on blasting regulations, that I would again hit up the one state employee on the subject matter. But that's where it's at, and with deadline after deadline after deadline. And I highlighted this common council agenda with yellow with regard to questions when the matters rolled in Tuesday night and Wednesday morning before Thanksgiving, and the agenda had to go out along with the plan commission agenda, which our office does, and then City Hall's closed on Friday. There wasn't any time to do anything except read the action sheet on the quarry items, but we'll get to it. It's on the list of to-dos. Well,
and then the last item is seek a consultant for assistance in assessing impacts on foundations. That requires some budget and some solicitation for structural engineers.
And Mayor, and that issue, that was a leftover item from, I think, the December 18th, where the only motion on that was that Alderman Taylor made for staff to look into it. So that one actually doesn't have a council motion other than staff looking into it a year ago. So I understand why the last one might not have a whole lot, because there's not a real firm direction like the other items. But just to sum things up, it sounds like all the remaining items are kind of going to fall on my shoulder in part, except for the city attorney's item. So,
in part, okay. Yes. Give me the bullet points. I'll write that letter. Okay. Item F11, there is changes at your place. Nothing happens. No action taken. Item F11, there are some changes to the numbers. This, by the way, is a reduction in the contract price.
So moved.
Second.
For the record, so everybody can hear it, it's $100,899.76 savings on the roundabout. Thank you, Mr. City Engineer.
Job.
Okay, Alderman Wilhelm.
Great.
All
job.
Those in favor?
I thought you wanted to say something.
No.
I'll withdraw my motion because that's your guys' district. You guys.
The motion's been withdrawn. Alderman, first one up.
So moved.
I already seconded.
Oh, okay. All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay, G12 is a request to bid the 2020 local road program and 68th Street site improvements. Come on, you guys want your roads paved?
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. And once again, I will compliment the Common Council on not getting politically involved in this road program. That's a good thing, and it's credit to you
Never
guys.
Have.
Never have, but you guys have kept up with the tradition.
Now that you brought it up, we probably should.
It is becoming silly season, isn't it?
Yeah, I just saw it a little bit ago.
Okay, for sure. G13 is acceptance of developer guarantee as payment for water impact fees. That's in acceptable by state, but not Franklin ordinance. Mr. Rotzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The city ordinance requires that all impact fees be paid at the time that a building permit is issued. State statutes were recently amended to permit impact fees that exceed $75,000 and have not been spent by the community to be remitted under a bond or letter of credit in the city's favor. In this particular instance, the developer for Ballpark Commons is asked to provide his personal guarantee as a form of payment of the water impact fees totaling approximately $500,000 on two building permits that are currently pending the application. Staff has noted the difference in between our ordinance and state statutes and is bringing forward the developer's request. Staff would recommend the Common Council reject that, as these fees are intended to be paid at the time of the issuance or in some form of surety that the city would in fact be able to receive the money when such time as it's due. And the developer's guarantee doesn't give the city that same level of assurance as a third-party letter of credit or bond, but noting that the developer asked for it and there's a conflict in state statute, we thought because it's a policy decision, we would bring it forward to the Common Council.
Can you give us an estimate on what a bond would cost in this amount, if you know?